In post-earthquake Haiti, one pre-quake tradition has been restored. Thursdays at the Hotel Olofsson are back. That is, the Haitian roots band Ram is once again playing every week to a packed house. The World's Amy Bracken caught up with the band's leader, Richard Auguste Morse, in Port-au-Prince.
It's a Thursday night at the Olofsson, a lacy white gingerbread-style hotel near downtown Port-au-Prince. Scores of Haitians and foreigners, rich and poor, young and old, gay and straight, have gathered to catch the high-energy rhythms of Ram. Richard A. Morse, a Haitian-American, moved to Haiti in the 80s, took over the hotel, and started the band. Ram began playing regularly. Even in periods of violence and political turmoil, they had faithful fans, enchanted by the big band's distinctly Haitian sound. But Morse says Thursdays at the Olofsson just couldn't be after the January 12th earthquake.
At first, I couldn't even listen to music. I didn't even want to hear music. I didn't play the radio. I didn't pick up my guitar. I don't want to just, like, sing an earthquake song, you know?
But Ram did write something of an earthquake song before the earthquake. It was supposed to be for Carnival in February, an event that never happened. But Morse says it seems like it's about the earthquake.
There's one verse in it that says, where am I going to hang up my jacuzzi? A jacuzzi is like a little knapsack with all your stuff in it. Where am I going to hang up my jacuzzi? It's time for me to go take a bath. It's a funny way of saying you don't have your home, and so you don't know where the next place is that you're going to bathe.
But you won't find a recording of the song. The earthquake intervened.
We were recording it on a Monday before Carnival, and we were 9/10 done with the song. And we had to do vocals and then mix. And it was 1 in the morning, so the engineer says, well, tomorrow's Tuesday, come by tomorrow, we'll finish this up. And I told the engineer that I'm not in a hurry to finish it up, and I'll come by Wednesday. And the next day, that same engineer was working with another band, and the building came down around him. Several band members were lost, so we were pretty lucky with that.
In April, Ram did one Thursday night show at the Olofsson. The turnout was enormous, but Morse decided not to continue.
When bands perform, it looks like a party. And I read this article about people going to a party, stepping over homeless people, and I didn't want to be part of that story.
But Ram did play at what Morse calls refugee camps and in hard-hit neighborhoods. They also played at special events in the States, including one in Washington.
We stayed at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. But I think what was really intense is that, you know, you have the luxury of this hotel, and you're taking baths and you're taking showers, and the water pressure's nice and hot water. And then these guys and us too are... We fly back to Haiti, and they're going home to their tents.
Morse says most of his band members live in tents. His own house was damaged, and he and his family share a room at their hotel. In their shows around Haiti, Morse says there are a few songs that make the crowd go wild, like their song for Carnival 2009 about Madame Le Temps, or Mrs. Weather. The song was written after four back-to-back storms devastated Haiti in 2008.
It talks about how people lost so much during those hurricanes, and in those songs that make a list. It's, you know, you came, you took my mother, you took my father, you took my pig, you took my goat, you took my cow, you took my false teeth, you took everything, and now what am I going to do in a country? And people lost so much in this earthquake. And so when we sing about the loss, people just dance and sing and shout.
In the coming months, Morse hopes to get away from Port-au-Prince from time to time to work on a new album. But otherwise, you can catch the band at the Olofsson on Thursday nights. For The World, I'm Amy Bracken, Port-au-Prince.
Thanks to Alice Sperry for her help on this story. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by the Plowshares Fund, investing in peace and security worldwide, plowshares.org. The National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. The Compton Foundation, and by the WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can, and NASA, leading research on the Earth and its climate from the vantage point of space.
PRI, Public Radio International.